Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and we are talking to Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Seamus, how's it going?
Great, Wendy. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. A Chicago man quietly left behind $11 million, and I'm feeling better because, hey, did I tell you I had a relative in Chicago who quietly left behind some money?
How about it? How about it? This is we've heard a lot of people say similar things. The comments on the story have been quite funny, saying Uncle Joseph.
Right.
But the story behind it's a guy named Joseph Stanzek. He lived in a bungalow in Gage Park on South Troy. He died in 2016 at age 87. And that's been really a scramble ever since to figure out where to give his money, because when the state went through his books, it was all unclaimed. They calculated it was about $11 million he left behind with no one to give it to. They're calling it the largest unclaimed estate in American history. So as you can imagine, people were interested. There was a firm that was hired to trace his roots. He had six siblings that had all died. None of them had kids. He had no kids. He wasn't married. He lived a pretty frugal life. He had a boat on the lake, and some of his neighbors knew him. But so now they've got a family tree they built of 119 relatives that are all in line to get maybe about $60,000 a piece, but none of them know him. Some of them live in the Czech Republic. They live in Poland, Slovakia, and all over the world. So 119 people have gotten letters or phone calls in the past couple weeks saying, hey, there's $60,000 waiting for you in Illinois. Come get it.
What a crazy story.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And some of his neighbors have called us and said, oh yeah, we knew him, nice guy who was pretty quiet, but we had no idea he was sitting on that much cash.
That's unbelievable. All right, in other news, the church that hosted Emmett Till's funeral should be a national landmark. I totally agree with this. I can't wait to see the movie Till, which is coming out October 28th. Tell us about this.
Right. Yes, this was partly this conversation was timed because the movie is coming out. But there was a big meeting at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ in the last couple days. Some folks from the Obama administration were there, including Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. And they're really being urged to turn the church into a national landmark, which frees up some federal funding to help restore it and some more protections. This church is at 4201 South State Street and famously was the church that hosted Emmett Till's funeral in 1955. Over 100,000 people went to see his open casket there after he was murdered, and it really helped spark the civil rights movement. So I don't think there's anyone that would doubt that this is a landmark, an international landmark, and it needs preservation. So it's already a Chicago landmark, but the wheels are in motion now. They've got the support of Senators Durbin and Duckworth. Like I said, they were lobbying the Interior Secretary. So maybe we'll hear some more in the next couple of years about Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ getting elevated even higher to a national landmark and a place that people could visit from all over the world.
Yeah, I hope that happens. And real quickly, Seamus, some affordable apartments proposed for Rogers Park.
Yeah, this just came out. It's at Howard Street in Paulina. People that take the Red Line or the Purple Line will know this is right next to the train station there. There's some old buildings there, including a currency exchange that they're proposing knocking down and building 110 completely affordable apartments. Usually in the city, you only have to do about 10 or 15%, but this one would be all for people earning about half of the median income. So Rogers Park folks usually say, we need more of this, especially for families, some 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. So this is in the works. It needs some more approvals, but could really change that stretch of Howard Street between the L and the lake.
Nice. Some good news for a change. Totally appreciate it, Seamus. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Wendy. Take care.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago.